Oops, I'm sorry. My mic was off. I played the drums that entire song.
Tuka tuka tuka.
I am a drum master. There. I was just telling Sarah earlier that if I had a drum set, I'd be in amazing shape by now.
And I disagree, as during that song you were air drumming and you're now panting.
I've sweat through my shirt, I won't lie. Hey, sir.
Hello, 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 hello.
All right, hello. So I make sure you're on. All right.
I think I need just a tiny bit.
Here's a sconch.
Right on.
There
that's
you go.
Good.
You got
yep.
a sconch.
Cool.
All right, well, we know our mics work, and we've all been chit-chatting, so we've already wasted such great content.
What content?
Exactly.
It's now free.
No. Shut up, this service that I was using to play music that...
we can't mention due to not getting sued.
Because they don't sponsor us. See, they're still talking. I can't do anything about it yet. Hold on. There it goes. Nope, another commercial. So, yes.
Ice cream.
Ice cream? You scream?
Eventually.
Spotify. I turned it off. Why is it still going?
Wasn't me. It was Sarah.
Sarah. Oh, here we go.
Was it me?
Maybe.
I don't think I did anything.
Well, if you did, you would know to stop it. All right.
I get to pick my space at Strange Folk.
Did you figure it out yet?
Well, she just posted them.
All right, well, hold that thought.
I can't get on.
Hold that thought. Here we go. We're going to start the show. And here we are, another Waste of Podcast, show number 171.
Woo! Yay!
I am Dave, your host and drummer extraordinaire. Playing my zildjian cymbals and double bass drums, and I got a gong behind me. Over in the part-time chair, I got part-time Ryan. How you doing?
I'm doing lovely, rocking on my Les Paul.
He's got his Les Paul. This is quite the band. And over on the celebrity couch, we have the ever crafty Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Adam is on assignment directing a play about the circus.
Is it about the circus?
Carousel? I have no idea.
Circus McGurkus?
Circus McGurkus.
So I know that story.
He's directing a play called The Carousel or Carousel. Erin is on assignment, sitting at home, doing whatever else she's doing but not being here. Let's see. Nick is still married.
He is.
And soon,
that's good news.
Soon to be a papa.
Oh,
any,
right on.
Any hour.
So that means they must have gotten busy during the cruise.
Or they got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Right on.
I just skipped on my own tongue. Damn it! Who else is not here that has been on the show?
Mikey.
Mikey is still doing comedy in Chicago. At least, say he, or if not doing comedy in Chicago, he is all over Facebook.
Okay.
Doing comedy there. And Kat, who sat in on the show last 3 weeks ago now.
Yes.
She's working as well. She's got your schedule. She closes every Monday.
Lovely.
So with that, I'm going to kill the music. And there's no reason I can't play the drums on this song. I program them myself.
All snaps. Kylie Jenner dons bikini and poses hard. That's what it says right here.
Kylie Jenner puts on a bikini and does what?
Dons bikini, poses hard.
Poses hard?
As in nipples harder.
Or she's
is that
like,
the
yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm hard. Like that kind of hard?
Like,
I guess. I don't know what
or,
that means.
Or she's really, I'm posing, but this is very hard.
Isn't she like 12?
I don't know.
I think 18.
Oh, sorry.
Hey,
sorry.
There you are. Oh, now you're clipping like, all right. Is she 18? I don't even know who she is.
She's one of those people who are famous for being related to someone who was in a sex video.
Why wasn't I famous for being in a sex video?
I could say strange comments about that. I'm going to refuse for your own dignity. You're welcome.
I have dignity?
So far.
Yeah. Yay! All right. Well, let's just kick off this show by doing this. Was it on Friday?
I believe so.
World Wrestling Entertainment heel wrestler extraordinary, extraordinaire star of the epic film They Live, Mr. Rowdy Roddy Piper passed away, age 61. And there is an end of an era another podcast I can't listen to.
He came in to chew bubble gum and kick some butt, and they all out of bubble gum.
Yep. And the posts on Facebook are as I hope that they have bubble gum in heaven.
Nice. Isn't it? Very nice.
But this was the music he played when he came out on, I guess, on stage, or on, well, it was a stage, in his ring. He played at the beginning of his podcast. He loved his bagpipes.
Someone has to.
He loved his bagpipes, and he was the, I don't know, he no one interviewed like him in Piper's Pit.
Why is that?
He had most energy. Have you ever watched a Piper's Pit?
No.
Oh, my God. He would get also, he never worked with a script.
Okay.
And he would just get a
so like this show?
Yes. He would get a brief, very loose premise, and then he would get someone and then just start yelling in their face. And they would yell back, and it was a good time. And he would have all sorts of crazy, wacky characters and would do all sorts of things. Rowdy Piper would say that the way he did wrestling different from everybody else is that he would not say things he wasn't going to do. Like, he would never say, I'm going to kill this guy in the ring, because he said he was never going to kill somebody.
Sure.
But he would say he would smash his face in.
So he was a realist.
He was a realist in wrestling. Mm-hmm. Wrestling since the early, or since the mid-70s. He's from Canada, you know.
So he was polite.
He was very well. He was the least polite Canadian that I've ever seen.
Did he, but behind the scenes, did he buy someone Tio's or donut? Or, hey, I'm sorry.
He wore a toque.
I'm sorry, Derry. I smashed your face in. Here's a donut.
Maybe.
Okay.
Good guy. Entertaining podcast. If you have the chance to go back and listen to any of his podcasts, I suggest you do so. If you are a fan of old school WWF wrestling, And those kind of the 80s and early 90s wrestling, he has interviewed everyone. He's interviewed people from the WCW
as sure.
to why they had a downfall and things like that. It was very fascinating. But here's a few. I'm going to just read a few tweets from the intertubes about Roddy Piper. This was from Vince McMahon.
Okay.
Roddy Piper was one of the. Let's hold on. Let me get the music back up. Because he would want his bagpipes playing for this. Of course, this is no longer his bagpipes now. It's here. Let's see. Roddy Piper was one of the most entertaining and controversial, bombastic performers ever in the WWE. Beloved by millions of fans around the world, I extend my deepest condolences to his family. He had a t-shirt that he wore, the Hot Rod. I always wanted that shirt.
Yeah. It's probably going to sell pretty well.
I'm sure his website's already sold out of it. Someone named Colt Toombs. Oh, I think that's his son. So my father, Roddy Piper, was a great man and my best friend. I will miss him forever and will always try to be the man he raised me to be.
I hope that's his son.
It is his son.
Otherwise it'd be kind of creepy.
He's an MMA fighter. And he's like 21. Let's see. Zack Ryder. I don't know who that is. It just on his. He's wearing a headband. This is woo woo woo.
Okay.
So this is R.I.P. Roddy Piper. I'll never forget you smashing a coconut over my head in WrestleMania 27.
Sure.
Great. John Cena. He's a wrestler.
Yeah.
One of the greats of all time. My heart goes out to his family and his fans. Entertained over the years, R.I.P. Roddy Piper, Kevin Nash. Just let me know whenever you don't recognize somebody. Kevin Nash, R.I.P. Roddy Piper, prayers to his family and loved ones. Sergeant Slaughter.
Keep going.
Sergeant Slaughter, okay. Heartbroken and numb at news of Roddy Piper. One of my best friends and many memories. Prayers and love to his family. This time, Rip Hot Rod. Oops. There it goes. Let's see. Eva Marie? I don't know who that is.
No.
Howard Finkel?
No.
Triple H?
Yep.
Saddened about the passing of Roddy Piper. He was a true legend and icon. He'll never be forgotten. So, I've never got to see him wrestle live in person, but I did watch him wrestle many times on the TVs.
One of the guys I used to do safaris with, he used to be a professional wrestler. And he once fought against Piper.
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
What did you have to say about that?
He posted on YouTube or on Facebook. And some of the cool comments that he said was about his style. I'm going to bring it up right now because I can.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Here we go. I like to be positive. Me versus... Okay. He was also the first wrestler I ever saw. And he said that the feud that he saw with Chavo Guerrero,
Okay.
Well, it taught him so much about wrestling. So, he's got like 16 sentences or paragraphs about him. And there's a video clips of him fighting. And, actually, here's the clip right picture right now. Two of them together on my little phone.
Oh, look at that.
They're adorable. Two little shirtless men fighting each other with lots of hair.
Choking each other out.
So, looks pleasant. That's all I got on that.
I just sent a text to our good friend Mikey Maker. His dad used to be a professional wrestler.
Sure.
And I asked him if his dad had ever fought Roddy Piper, and he said he didn't think so.
Was he that kind of wrestler?
Yeah, he wrestled the bear.
Well, I mean, but was he like a WWE?
Well, no, but back in the, I mean, they all started in local wrestling.
Oh.
Roddy Piper talked many of an hour on his show about how he went from each different circuit throughout the United States and how he would wrestle here, and then he would move to another area and wrestle there, and move to another area and wrestle there. So he may have wrestled in the Midwest.
Sure.
And wrestle against Mikey's dad.
Right on.
But he didn't.
He will be missed.
He didn't. According to Mikey, he did not, or he does not know. I said, oh, well.
Yeah.
That seems like something Mikey would ask his dad.
So now that he's gone, what podcast or thing are you going to try to fill in that void, just time-wise? Not, you know, because he's gone, you can't fill that, but time-wise.
Time-wise? Like another podcast? Or like,
something
you think
like
I'm going to take up a hobby that will take up that 45-minute time?
Potentially.
I should probably work on this show.
Yeah. That'd be something, wouldn't it?
It would be a first.
To us have some actual bits and produced things and
Mikey,
YouTube videos.
Mikey said he fought Dr. Death.
Okay.
So that's somebody.
I don't know who Dr. Death is.
I don't know
who
Dr. Death is. I'm going to look this up right now. Dr. Death.
See, local people, it's kind of like when someone says they're watching, like Elvira was a very well-known midnight horror person.
Yes.
But we once talked about these other people who were local.
We did.
Who was yours again?
Son of Svengoolie.
Yes, Svengoolie. But there are these local names that like everyone knows. And you go across the country and you're like, meh. I don't know who you are.
Yep.
You are not who you say you are. I am Diego Montoya.
I was just watching the Goldbergs today.
Nice.
And it was the episode with where the youngest kid just takes up fencing because all he wanted was swords so he could perform that scene with his best friend.
Nice.
And when he goes and fights his fencing match, that's what he does over and over again.
Prepare to die.
Prepare to die. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Let's see. I'm going to see if it's actually Dr. Def Steve Williams. I'm texting Mikey back. This is, because I'm looking up Dr. Death right now, and it's got the top 10 moves of Dr. Death Steve Williams.
Sure. But you also got people like Bonesaw, who is in the Spider-Man universe.
Bonesaw's ready!
Yeah. And then you had Captain Insano in The Waterboy, who I think was... The Giant?
It says here, Steve Williams is a wrestler that is described perfectly by his nickname. Dr. Death made a career out of beating the every living hell out of his opponents. After a brief run for All Japan Pro Wrestling in the early 80s, which included Williams teaming up with fellow legend Terry Gordy against Terry Funk, Steve headed back to the States, competing for the UWF promotion and assuming a long, long winning streak.
Okay.
Bonesaw's ready.
Yeah. If you were a wrestler.
Yes.
What would your name be?
If I was, let's see. It would have to be, something about my ethnicity.
Okay.
So, it would have to be, something about being Mexican, I'm assuming.
Right on.
So, and I'm small. I'm small, but I'm fast.
So, the cockroach?
The cockroach!
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, all right. I'm La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha Negra.
That's
the black cockroach. Yeah.
I don't think I'd feel comfortable saying that on stage.
You'd wear a mask and be like,
"Oh, now I'm a luchador." All right.
Yeah. Like Rey Mysterio.
But he wears a mask.
Yes.
And so does Nacho Libre.
Yes.
All right. Well, if you were going to be a wrestler, what would you wrestle?
The White Rhino.
You have seemed to have thought about this.
I have. In the amount of time it took me to ask you, I thought about mine.
The White Rhino.
Because I'm Rhino.
Yes.
Oh, so there you go.
Exactly. So it'd be the White Rhino. And
Why you got to throw the white in there?
Because
so that he can fight you.
Yeah. My arch nemesis. La Cucaracha Negra.
Billy's down
for this. All right, Sarah. And,
so I'd wear white pants so you could see me bleed.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, gross.
I'm out.
Or I'd just say gray, because it's technically not white. It means wide. And I'm wide, so wide rhino, that's just...
I like that. I would be more... I would wear your T-shirt.
Okay.
If it said wide rhino, then white rhino if I was, you know, driving through East St. Louis.
It'd be V-I-D-E, the white rhino. It means wide.
All right, Sarah, what...
What would your name be?
I have no idea, you guys. I haven't come up with anything. What would a good girl's... All right, so I'm crafty.
Like a one-word sort of thing.
Well, let's see.
So I'm crafty.
Is she crafty? Okay, okay.
Right? Would I work that into it somehow?
Sure.
How about crafta?
Craftinista.
Ooh, la craftinista.
There you go. I can be your side.
It's like, she's my manager.
Yeah.
Back in.
Love it.
La craftinista.
Do I get to be a color, too?
You could.
You're a color. This is going in a bad place. Hey, speaking of colors, Hulk Hogan didn't give wrestling a good name last week.
What did I do, brother?
You may have talked about the Blizzaks.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Who are the Blizzaks?
He was caught on tape when he was having relations with Bubba Love Sponge's wife.
I remember that, yes. Bubba Love Sponge.
He was caught on tape talking very badly about the African-American community.
Gotcha.
Using the N-word.
Okay.
And talking disparagingly against the community.
Sure.
And got himself erased from the WWE history books.
Lovely.
He is name and picture and likeness no longer appear anywhere on WWE wrestling page.
That's tough.
Records are gone. Everything that he's done since the 80s never happened.
So he almost got a Mel Gibson sort of thing.
Which Mel Gibson's? Oh, almost. Well, yeah, actually probably worse.
Yeah, okay.
Because you can't take Mel Gibson's movies away.
Oh, that's true.
All of a sudden you took his Hulk Hogan's career... Well, it was a vacuum.
I don't think
Hulk Hogan
really...
was in movies. Yeah.
He was, but the, well, I guess I
yes.
That's a real loose statement there. He did have a TV show too.
The Three Ninjas, four, I think.
He was a bad guy in that, right?
Yes. He was, Magic Mountain were they in or something?
I just remember he was supposed to be in Expendables 4.
Yeah, not anymore.
I don't believe he's probably going to be pulled out of that.
And what's funny is in Expendables 3 or 2, I've lost track of washed-up actors.
Mel Gibson was in 3.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And he was supposed to be in a different one, but what's his name? Liam Neeson took over one role? Was that in the second one?
No, Liam Neeson wasn't in any of the Impossible.
No, sorry.
Stop pointing at me.
That was, I pointed aggressively. That was in The Hangover.
Ah, yes.
The Hangover Part 2, Mel was supposed to be there, but Liam took over.
Yes. So we'll see what this does for Hogan's movie career. But
his TV career was trash.
I bet. Now, what are you talking about? He had the Tropic Thunder? That was on for years.
And Hogan knows best, brother.
Okay, all right, if you talk about that, then it goes badly.
Mm-hmm.
But he only has Roddy Piper to thank for passing away because people stopped talking
about him.
His racism.
Sure.
So we'll no longer talk about the celebrities who have died. We have a celebrity that is my... this. We haven't done this in a while, but this is the Not Yet Dead Celebrity segment.
Who would that be, Dave?
Well, this Not Yet Dead Celebrity. Hold on, let me get the theme music playing.
Archie.
Hold on. For some reason, there's a trailer at the beginning of this music. This is weird. Oh, my God. Why is this a special presentation? What's happening?
This is it. 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 This is it
It's a Sarah's favorite show.
I got hooked. On Mother's Day, they had a marathon, so I got hooked to...
One day at a time, but we're not talking
good
about...
Good times was going to come out of my mouth, and I know that's not good times.
That would have been hilarious.
What's one day at a time?
What's one day at a time?
If you could explain it to those of us born in the 80s.
And don't... Well, I guess you don't have cable either, so...
I don't.
It's on antenna TV.
Okay.
Yes,
like Grit TV or one of those old TVs sort of thing?
Yes, it's on yeah. It's on the network antenna TV.
Okay.
So one day at a time.
One day at a time from like the 70s?
Okay. It started in the 70s, yes.
So it sounds like.
Started in 1975 starring Valerie Bertinelli.
Okay. I know who she
written
is.
Written by Norman Lear.
Right on.
So
what's the show about?
It's about a woman who is divorced, has two daughters, and she's taking it one day at a time.
So Golden Girls?
Yeah, pretty much. She's not that old. She's not that old. She's probably like, I don't know, would you say
she's probably in her
early 30s?
Yeah, probably
whenever
mid-30s.
It starts? Yeah. And so it's just her and her daughters on their own, you know, living in, where do they live?
In Indianapolis or something? Ohio?
Something like that, yeah. Anyway, so...
To the east side?
I don't know.
Okay.
Archie Bunker's place will not be seen.
But, what was the question?
And it has... you would recognize it. It has... I'm having a total brain. I cannot remember anything right now. What's his name? The handyman. What's his name?
That's who we're going to talk about.
Oh, sorry.
No. That's Pat Harrington Jr., plays Schneider.
Yes, he was the guy that has a denim vest over a white t-shirt.
Okay.
That he rolls his cigarettes up into. He
one of those
always has a tool belt.
Indianapolis.
Oh,
they moved to Indianapolis.
You're right.
It's let's see. I'm watching the credits now.
So Ron Harrington Jr.
No, Pat Harrington Jr.
Pat Harrington.
So it starts
Jr.
stars Bonnie Franklin.
Okay. Don't know who she is.
No, but she was in the show.
Sure.
She plays the mom. Pat Harrington plays Schneider.
Okay.
The handyman.
Valerie Bertinelli plays one of the daughters. And then who's the other daughter? She's the daughter of... Is it one of the guys from Mamas and Papas?
Wow, this is a later season. Hold on, I'm going to see if it gets there. It's, I can turn over here. It's Mackenzie Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
Related to Wilson Phillips.
Okay.
She had a drug problem in the 80s.
Gotcha.
Hey, I'm just turned and saw that Lori's listening live tonight.
Oh,
sweet.
She can talk about our friend Adams.
Oh, somebody else? I wasn't paying any attention. This is terrible. I had someone else is in the room. I didn't pay any attention.
Oh.
Someone named Sarah was in the room. She hearted it and then left. I used to work with her, too. But Lori's in the room. Hello, Lori. And hello, Sarah, if you're still listening out there in Radio Land or Podcast Land.
Right on. So Pat Harrington Jr., what else has he done?
Lori says, hello, Pat Harrington Jr.
How old is he now?
What's his name? Had that information, Ryan?
As I bring it up on the IMDb, 85?
85 years
wow.
old.
Not still dead yet?
Not yet. What has he done? Let's see. Sarah, since you asked, let's go back.
Did I ask?
Back.
I think I did.
Shut up. We're going back to his early career.
We're going back to the future, Marty.
He was in the Ford Theater Hour in 1949.
Okay.
But we're going to jump ahead till we can see something I recognize.
Sure. 1939?
49.
Oh.
He was in episodes of Make Room for Daddy.
So, I haven't heard of it.
No, he was an episode of the Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Heard of that.
He was on the Steve Allen Plymouth show.
Heard of that.
Jack Parr. Let's see, I'm moving up to some shows that we may recognize. He was on the Bing Crosby show. No. He was on an episode of Lucy Show in 1965. It's a show close to Ryan O's heart. He was on an episode of The Munsters.
Yeah, I love Munsters.
He played Thatcher.
Okay.
In an episode called Mummy Munster.
Oh.
And he played Sonny Harkness. An episode called Pike's Peak.
Gotcha.
Let's see. We're going through. He was in an episode of McHale's Navy. He was in an episode of Beverly Hillbillies. An episode called Jethro Gets Engaged. I didn't know that.
Of the Hillbillies?
Of the Hillbillies. Man from U.N.C.L.E. Moving up.
Oh, I like Man from U.N.C.L.E.
He was on an episode of 1967, the Superman / Aquaman adventure.
This sounds like a cartoon.
He played the Atom.
Cool.
Atom, not Adam. Let's see. Ouch. We're moving up.
To the east side.
Yep.
In 1968, he was in a short called Les Miserables. Yeah.
Is that like robots, Les Miserables?
I'm going to look that up after this. It was he played the inspector.
Okay.
He was also in another short called Transylvania Mania. Also played the inspector. As well as another short called Bear de Guerre, where he played the inspector.
It all sounds French.
Yeah.
Charlie Raffertin.
That sounds very French.
He played the inspector. Le Red d'Invrabri.
No, that sounded Irish.
Le Ball and Chain Gang.
Sounds Chinese.
Le Feet de Feet.
That just sounds like feet.
French Food.
That's American.
Perrier and Cottage Cheese. What is this?
I don't know, but it sounds like a whole bunch of French stuff.
This is it. Do you have the closing theme?
You want to hear
theme?
That song again? Oh.
Yeah, do the closing theme. The closing theme is awful.
I've never heard it.
The end title theme.
Sarah keeps
telling me hilarious.
That it's terrible. But it doesn't play on the on TV because they go straight to the
next show. Big
versus. Oop, hold on. These people are obsessed with playing old commercials that came on right before.
Oh, really?
Like, they'll just continue to play it. This is it.
Doing.
So this is a commercial about shaving cream. Because we listen to it. The results
of the Big Barber. I think one of my favorite old time like TV show theme songs was Maude.
Then there's Maude.
Yeah.
Was it?
Because it goes on forever and ever.
Well, wasn't there a Family Guy episode where they did that over and over and over?
There was. They said, "And Lady Godiva, yada da 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 da." It's like okay, and then there's Maude. It's like, okay, and then there's Maude. He's like, come on! And then finally, and then there's Maude!
Here we go.
Oh, see?
You gotta
let it really get into
another
it,
commercial.
Too.
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
There's a map.
Yeah, wait, you gotta let it go a little bit. It gets worse.
Yeah, this isn't so bad.
I'm grooving.
I'll get ready to really groove.
Breakdown.
This sounds like a slower version than what I'm used to. There's a faster version. It's like just a couple beats faster. That it makes it sound like a Benny Hill.
That was from 1980. Intro. Hold on, maybe this is it.
This is it.
Sounds the same to me.
Yeah.
Wait till it gets. Really is good.
I hope it goes into a
groove,
crazy.
Man, a groove.
I hope it goes into a crazy disco beat. Yeah. Really raise your hand, wave your hands in the air like you don't care. One day at a time.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just remembered it incorrectly.
Maybe you're under some drug-induced thing that we don't... Ah, it's going again!
Ah! Make it stop, Dave!
Or maybe they just sped it up on the channel to make it go through the credits
quickly.
Oh,
that may be it. Let's hear it again.
Yeah, it's average speed, looks like.
One day at a time, we've recorded live on tape before a studio
live
audience.
Live on tape, just like the show.
We are
live
on tape.
Live on tape.
Why would you say it's live on tape?
What?
Not in front of a studio audience.
The tape is in front of a studio audience. Bring it down here, yo. One day, oh. Going back to a topic from 15 minutes ago, Mikey replies yes.
Okay. So, what else has he been in? Anything other fun?
I still want to know what this is.
Oh,
the cottage cheese one?
An inspector short from Oh, it's it says here from Depatie and Freeling. Freeling is Friz Freeling from the old Warner Brothers.
Oh, so that sounds like a lot of cartoons you did.
There'll be spoilers ahead. I want to know what this is. Because it seems like it's something from the Pink Panther.
Gross.
Because the Pink Panther was a Friz Freeling cartoon.
Was he in an episode of the Pink Panther?
Maybe he was the Pink Panther.
Spector...
oh, wait, the Pink Panther. Okay,
he plays Inspector Clouseau? No. No? Les...
I would like to buy an hamburger. Millie, repeat after me. Would. Would. Okay, Sarah, repeat after me.
Okay.
Would.
Would.
You.
You.
Like,
de,
ba, un.
That sounded southern.
Very, very French right
here. Un. Hamburger.
Nanburger?
Un hamburger.
Un hamburger?
It's one of my favorite bits from the Pink Panther movie with Steve Martin. Love it.
Love it.
It's not bad. Sometimes I like breaking into... John Lovitz, just, I mean, Lovitz or leave it, I don't know.
One day at a time.
Bum, 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 bum.
It looks like it's from the Pink Panther cartoons.
Oh!
He plays Inspector Clouseau.
That's kind of cool.
Oh.
Right on.
So, yeah, so he did... He's,
way to be alive still, dude.
Way not to die. But, you know, wait, there's more.
Oh.
And then there's Maud.
Then there's Maud. Damn it.
You should have a soundbite for whenever I jump into it. And then there's Maud. He's got a...
I'm going to go and get that soundbite. And then in 3 weeks from now, we have the show. I'm going, why the hell is this here? We're all dancing here. Hey, I'm so glad Lori's listening. Welcome back after months of not having to hear this.
She's like, oh yeah, that's why I stopped.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And then there's Maud. I'm done.
Yeah.
Anyways, to wrap all this up.
My favorite song to sing to is Good Times.
Good times, temporary light.
And the thing about all this, what do all those shows have in common? What do all those shows have in common? They're all
in the 70s?
They're all Norman Lear shows.
Nice. Good times.
Not getting hustled, not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water. Make any way that you can. Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit default.
Good times. Good times.
Hey,
oh,
sorry.
Good times.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em?
Good times. I think that entire section, you need to drop the volume down for the show. Just looking at it looks atrocious.
Ah, it's just a big...
Yes. We apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for bursting your eardrums.
Sorry.
And now back to our regularly scheduled volume.
He was in a cartoon, The Nine Lives of Fritz the Cat.
Okay.
That was a pornographic cartoon.
Oh, sweet.
It was, you know, an episode of Policewoman. But I know he was in an episode of Captain Cave, or he was in a few episodes of Captain Caveman and the
Captain
Teen Angel.
Caveman!
And then he was in a few episodes of Love Boats.
Sweet.
This was all before he got, he was in Murder, She Wrote. No, One Day at a Time, then he did Love Boat. He was in an episode of Golden Girls. He was in an episode of Duckman.
Okay.
And the last thing he did was an episode of Hot in Cleveland. Where he played an old man.
That must have been recently.
That was 2012.
Okay.
Episode called GILFs. Ryan O., what's a GILF?
That would be a grandfather I'd like to fondle.
A grandfather?
Ew.
Or a grandma.
That's a little bit more socially acceptable.
Yes.
Ain't we lucky we got him.
Yeah. And the reason I've chosen that terminology is we do have someone who's under 13 in the room.
And she really ruins our rating for
oh, fiddlesticks.
Our explicit rating.
Flocker knocker.
Well, she's wanting me to go anyway, so you guys are free to speak.
Well, no, we got one last thing to talk about before you run. Crafty Sarah's has news. What's going on, Crafty Sarah?
I have a show in Orlando on August 22nd called Big Bang Bazaar. And then I have a show in September in St. Louis.
What?
On the, I forgot the dates,
26th, 27th.
It's actually the whole weekend, and it's going to be at Union Station. I was just looking at all that information.
Union Station, St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes, it's going to be
our old stomping ground.
An extravaganza. I know, it's crazy.
Are you bunking with Adam?
I don't know.
Possibly.
Maybe that Saturday night.
Possibly.
Are you driving up there with your stuff? Is that what's up?
We are driving.
We're going to drive, yes. Because it's ridiculous to fly anywhere anymore.
Oops, not what I wanted to open up.
And I need to take all my stuff, so driving is probably the better choice for us.
Sure, sounds right.
At this point.
We're the best of friends.
But Friday night, there's going to be a concert out in the train shed of Union Station.
Will Willie Nelson be there?
I don't know. I don't think
Whoa,
so.
Whoa, hey, look at that. We're...
Well, it hasn't been announced who the band is yet. So.
The band is going to be there?
Still.
The band.
Has the band back together.
Been announced.
Elwood.
And then Saturday, the show, the Crafty Show, is from 10 to 8 this year. You have 2 extra hours of shopping time.
Woo!
That's it's going to be intense. It's going to be inside the mall.
It's going to be inside the mall.
Because there's nothing else inside the mall.
And then You can shop from 10 to 6 on Sunday.
Sweet.
Like regular mall hours. Can I get the mall closed like I used to? Whenever there's bad weather coming, I used to go from store to store and say, are you closing? We're closing. Are you closing? And get everyone to close.
I like to go home. Are you closing? Sure. Sweet. All right, juices.
Just so everyone in St. Louis or anyone who's in the area and wants to know, the Fudgery is still open.
It is still open.
Fudge time?
Hooters may not be there, but the
Hooters is probably not going to be there anymore. But it's fudge time. And Sarah, you were saying that you now know where your location is or where you can pick your location?
Yeah, kind of. It won't let me look on my phone, though. I'll have to look on a laptop.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm using a laptop to play this.
So, yeah. It could be interesting. I could be in either my old store, the Nature Company slash Discovery Channel.
Ooh. Okay.
I could be in the old Great Train store.
Ooh, that's all I got the other end of the mall.
Or I could be in the old Dappy location.
Ooh, that's my old store.
Or the old Disney store location.
No matter who is in the old Dappy store, I will be going in there and saying, I need to go into your stock room. And going into their stock room and sitting down at my desk and just going... This is my old desk.
Yeah.
This was the desk where Shane Brooks put his junk on and took a picture of it.
So then I
will do the same.
If I were the person in your shop and some weird guy was like, hey, I want to go in your stock and take pictures.
I'll even wear my Dappy shirt to prove, look, I used to work here. In fact,
they'll be like, what's Dappy?
I'm going to get all of the people who used to work there, we'll all get our Dappy shirts on and we'll go and tear the sign off of our sign, which is probably still there.
Nice.
Covered up by fabric or something. And we're like, we're here to take our store back. We're taking Dappy back. Who's with me?
I am. Yeah, me too. Right on.
Yay! Amelia is too.
So, 2 events coming up this month.
Big Bang Bazaar.
Yes. That's in Orlando. I think it's in Maitland. Hang on.
That's only a drive away.
That's right.
Do you know how much it costs for Rhino to go to the Strange Folk Festival?
What is Strange Folk Festival?
That's the festival that we're going to be going to.
Oh, that's my festival
in September in St. Louis. You know how much it's going to cost to get in?
Per ticket?
Per ticket. You know how much per ticket?
I'm going to assume $25.
No, it is free.
Nice.
It is a pay-as-you-wish ticketing system.
Oh, that's brilliant.
If you wish to pay $5, pay $5. If you wish to pay $10, pay $10. If you just wish to pay nothing, go and pay nothing.
But if you buy like a $10 ticket, you get a coupon to use at any of the locations. I think you get 10% off. I think you get a tote. What?
Do you have to be able to do 10% off?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well,
will Square do that for you?
I don't know. My mouth and my brain can do it for me.
Don't leave me alone.
Well, you just multiply it by 0.9, Dave.
If they bring in the coupon, I'll just give it to them, the stuff for free.
Just multiply it by 0.9.
Just take it away.
Basic math, Dave.
Just take it. Millie's with me. Just take it. We're both give it to
you. You also have many. You have a phone that will tell you.
Multiply it by 0.9, Dave.
Hold on.
And it's 10% off.
Hold on. Millie's saying take it.
So Saturday 11 to 6 is Big Bang Bazaar August 22nd at the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expositions Park. And that is also free.
How much is 10% off of $35? Oh, that was both of our talkings got in. Let me think.
Oh, I'm like, what?
What is 10% of $35?
$3.50.
What does that mean? So now I have to subtract $3.50 off of 35. Ugh, this is too hard.
You know, if you would just open up.
What is $35 minus $3.50? This is what I'll be doing, by the way. Thank you, Google.
So, what is it, $35?
Yes.
So, you type in 35 times 0.9.
I don't have to.
And you get 31.5.
It just did it for me right here.
And for me, it took 3 seconds. For you, it took a minute for Siri to understand what you were saying.
This is Galaxy.
You just got mathed.
This is. I don't have Siri.
Lawyered.
You've been lawyered. So we're going on a road trip, my friend.
Sweet.
I've already started to map this out.
That sounds terrifying.
I'm on a website that I planned out my our West Virginia trip to called Road Trippers.
Okay.
And the cool thing about this website is that you just plug in where you're going, and it'll give you, you know, the map of how to get there. And then you plug in what you want: accommodations, you want things to see, food. You know, what is this? Outdoor recreation, points of interest, if you want to go see teepees. I mean, go camping.
Sure.
If there's, entertainment around. It tells you where all these things are on your trip. Oops, I went too close.
Well, isn't that special?
All right, so of course now I've just made a mess of this. So this is what I've been doing the last two nights. I've been going through, I've been trying to find hotels. Have you ever tried to find hotels?
Yep.
Like to go somewhere before you get there.
Okay.
Just randomly. I've been trying to find hotels. And the one thing that I have discovered about this is that every single hotel you choose that is under $100 is a piece of shit.
Yes.
So I've chosen, let's see.
Coming from someone who's trying to who successfully got hotel bookings for his family. You are correct.
So
trying to find something between 100 and 150 is rough.
It's rough. It's rough, especially when you don't know where anything is and you don't know what anything looks like. So I have been searching for hotels. But before we go through our hotels, we're going to take a quick break. And I know what you're thinking. Why are we taking the break? Well, because stupid mixer, I can only go for an hour at a time.
Sure.
And because we had the pre-music going for like 10 minutes beforehand, I'm going to run out of time. So we're going to lose our connection. So what I'm going to do is play a little bit of music to get us through, and then we'll be right back. And we'll just I'm going to play just, oh, God.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes here.
Yes, just not even a few minutes. We may be back in 30 seconds. I just want to make sure we have something going on. So here we go. On the road again. Still going again. We'll be right back, Lori and listeners.
On the road again. Just
can't wait to get on the road again. Meow, 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 meow. And the life I love is
we're
making music with my friends.
And I talk crap about everybody.
On the road again. On the road again. Just can't places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
On the road again. To get on the road again.
The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Bling, 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 bling. This music's just for us, by the way. Bling, 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 bling. All right. Here we go. On the road again, and we're back.
We're back on the show again.
We're back on the show again. You couldn't. Nobody else could hear that music. That music was for us.
I enjoyed it.
I had to wait for the music for the thing to save. I've never saved it before, so I had to save it this time.
Okay.
So I'm now going to read some reviews for hotels.
Sure.
That I'm looking at, and I'm not going to name the name of the hotel.
Okay, that's fine.
But I will say this is in Smyrna.
Yeah.
It's in outside Tennessee, I guess.
Okay.
Let me see. Some of these were. I can't read the whole thing. But what I enjoy about a lot of these are they put the managers will reply. So it's, I booked 25 rooms in the sleep in... Oops, I almost just said it. I just kind of said it. Well, anyways. In Tennessee, for my daughter's wedding, we received a rate of $75 per night. And since we booked so many rooms, my check was in on Friday, and checkout was on Monday. The total cost of rooms ended up being $285 with tax. I can't read the rest. Anyways...
Right.
He goes on to complain about something, because if I hit more, I got to subscribe, and I'm not subscribing, right? Oh, no, holy crap.
What?
This is really long.
Let's just skip it. So he wasn't happy.
Well, he checked into the room. It was dirty and smelled like smoke. So in spite of all that, my niece started cleaning up the room, and we saw the bed and the pillow had blood on it.
Oh, yeah, I'd leave.
The smoke detectors were taped, and then we asked for another room. They moved us to a different room. Later that night, around 11 p.m., I received a call from the sales manager telling me she was charging me for an additional amount of $136 for the room that they moved us to because she said we lied about the room being dirty and that she had pictures and it cost her revenue. What Linda didn't realize is that we had pictures of the blood and the smoke detectors being taped up. I called corporate on Saturday. Linda was charged on my card three more times for the amount of $86 twice. Good grief. The manager replied with, "This is not your room. It was your aunt's room." And we moved her, and she wanted to, and everything was fine. This person has terrible customer service. Yeah, this was going to be more interesting, but it's not.
Shred on.
So I'll stop. Anyways, I can't seem to find hotel rooms that are going to be within our price range and not going to be smelling like smoke, having dirty sheets, or... generally being overrun by roaches.
Now, my question, and this is coming from someone in his late 20s.
That's okay.
Is you can't just get there overnight?
No, because we're leaving in the afternoon. We're leaving at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
11-hour drive.
St. Louis, it says it's a 16-hour drive.
Okay. So if
It's 896 miles.
So you sleep, because Millie can sleep in the back, right?
Sure.
So you sleep, then Sarah sleeps, and then you get there.
All right, so now what time are we getting in? Say we leave at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
So 1 o'clock...
15 hours
so
later.
So 5 o'clock in the morning.
And how good am I going to be at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Get some Mountain Dew and you'd be all right.
Some Vault?
Yeah.
They still make Vault?
Probably. They probably renamed it, though, like Tantrum or something.
That's what I used to drink whenever I drove from Chicago to St. Louis.
Nice.
I used to drink Vault halfway through to get me through the rest of the way.
So you're not a long-distance driver?
No. 5 hours is usually my limit before I'm like, I got to get out of this car.
Okay.
I got to get out of here. Gotta get out of here.
I used to sleep at rest areas in my car.
Oh, that's seedy.
It was awesome because it was free. I like free places.
I don't know if I feel comfortable sleeping in a car with my wife and daughter.
You'd have the doors locked.
I slept in like my car in Wisconsin.
Sure.
With my friend and her dog.
Yeah.
Down. Get a hold of yourself.
Me and my grandfather used to travel across the country in an RV, and we would sleep in rest areas and Walmarts.
That's in an RV.
Yeah.
This is my wife's tiny car.
You'd be all right.
Sarah, Ryan seems to think that we should just drive from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock in the morning. Oh, she's thinking about it.
I'm terrible. I fall asleep.
Sarah's saying that she's terrible and that she falls asleep.
I do.
Hold on, here she comes. What are you saying? Oh, she's going to come to her microphone. She's just going to join us.
I'm really bad at nighttime driving. Like,
okay.
I can drive during the day, but at nighttime I cannot.
Not.
And it would be okay, but Dave likes me to stay awake whenever he's driving.
Only because I have a tendency to fall asleep while I'm driving.
You do? I didn't know that.
Oh, no, never mind.
Well, I mean, you did that once, like, back in high school or something.
I was very tired.
Well, it was high school. Do you still do that now? Have you done that recently?
No, but I've gotten very sleepy driving home from work at, you know, late hours, and I drive like this. Ow. Ooh, ow. The windows rolled down and my head's sticking out.
What did you do? Do that one more time, Dave.
Nope, that's quite enough.
You sure?
My cheeks are rosy red now.
Okay.
I could drive till 3, and even 3 is pushing it.
Really?
2. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I become mushy.
A lot of the time, I don't get out of work until 3:30, 4.
I become mushy. Hey, I've got a shift next week. Starts at 11 and ends at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's average for me.
It's going to be gross.
For me, I call that Monday.
Can't complain in front of this guy.
No. Mondays, I'm usually like 2 p.m. until midnight.
On the road again.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't really complain in front of either of us because I'll usually work at my full-time job from 9 to 5:30 and then go and work at the other place from 6 to midnight. Sorry, I was trying to figure out what she was saying.
That's usually. I don't usually do this, so.
Mommy! Yes?
Millie, you're not wearing any clothes.
I was going to say, is she naked?
Get in the bathtub. It's terrible. Anyway, so you think I should just drive all night?
Yeah, but now hearing your story and how whiny and complaining it is, you might as well just sleep in a cockroach-infested hotel. Find like a Days Inn or something. Just type in Days Inn.
I have typed in Days Inn, and they're all getting terrible reviews as well.
Well, you're in the middle of Tennessee.
Tennessee?
This is Nashville, right?
Yep. I wanted to get to Nashville, but then all the Nashville hotels are bad, too, for the price that we want. Anyways.
So you may have to either up your price allocation or suck it up.
No, I have no... The price allocation is because we have no additional funds. If we had more funds for price allocation, then we would fly.
Okay.
So we have no funds.
So Cockroach Hotel.
Cockroach Hotel it is.
Right on.
Are we broadcasting? It says we are. Oh, that's just not showing there. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just me. I'm the only person not listening. But I'm excited because I always pick out places to go. Like, we're going to stop at the world's largest peanut.
Sure.
And then we're going to stop at some restaurant called Captain Jack's Crab Shack.
And this is why it takes you 2 days to get to one place, Dave.
You're such a jerk.
I am. It's one of my defining characteristics.
I need to get out of the car every 3 to 4 hours.
See, what happens is Adam's like, you can do it, Dave.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, no, you can't, Dave.
Just to prove you wrong, I'm not going to tell you what happens.
Okay.
You'll never know.
Yeah, I'll find out in an episode I'm not here. You'll complain to Adam. And I will listen anyways.
That'll be like show number 159, which is lost to the ether.
Okay.
I deleted it from my computer. And oh, that's right. We haven't talked about my computer, have we?
No.
Apparently, it was like 3 weeks ago now? 4 weeks ago?
Yeah, after the last episode we did.
There was a lightning storm, and I came home, and I turned on my computer, and nothing happened.
That's not good.
And I tried to turn it on again, and turned it on, nothing happened. I unplugged it, changed the plugs, changed wherever it was.
Uh-huh.
Nothing happened.
Okay.
Opened it up, cleaned it out a little bit. This is the best that I can do. I would turn it on and go... So
fried hard drive sounds like.
Yeah, it took 3 days before it finally kicked in, and I think it finally just bypassed the other hard drive because the other hard drive just fried out completely.
Sure.
And then now it's working, obviously, because here we are talking on it.
Right on.
So I lost years of video works and projects. I mean, not the final stuff, but anything that I was still working on.
Yeah.
Mind you, why was I still not? I haven't touched it in 5 years. Why would it matter? But everything matters.
Have you since then purchased a surge protector?
They're in surge protectors.
Okay,
for some
that's
reason,
messed up.
I think it may have just been the hard drive may have just gone out.
How old is it?
Hard drive? Oh, this is for my old computer.
Yeah, that's about right.
Which makes me fear everything that I do, and that's why I back everything up 100 times.
Sure, I do too.
It's all in various clouds throughout the world.
Now, if you could approximate the size of the cloud that exists, how big of a cloud would it be if each bit of information was like a raindrop? Like
my cloud?
Well, the cloud.
No, I couldn't.
Like if a gigabyte was golf size hail, how big of a cloud would that be? Don't you dare ask your phone. You know, this is why I shouldn't ask you math questions.
If a gigabyte was golf-sized hail, how big would the cloud be? Come on. Let's see.
I will search for an answer to it. So gigabyte was golf-sized hail, how big would the cloud be?
All right, we're going to search the web now, apparently. Google itself does not have the answer.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
It's thinking.
Because it's an abstract hypothetical question as opposed to a realist.
Yep, nope, no answers.
Huh. Original thought isn't sentient. It's all adorable. Right.
Thank you for all of your help, Google. That's not what I want.
No, but it's what you got.
Let's see. I love you.
That's a really lovely thing to say.
This moment has been brought to you by...
Google.
Google. Never go home without it.
Love is what I got.
Yeah, it is. Say love is what I got.
We both went there. Well.
Yep.
Hey, it's that time, meaning that I hit a button. It's now time for Ryan O's Geek News, or the White Rhino's Geek News.
That's right. It's time for your friendly neighborhood, Ryan O, to dish out some geekiness. And we're going to start with some DC Comics randomness. So many moons ago, Mark Hamill said that he was done being the Joker, right?
Yes.
He did this after he was... the Joker on one of the video games.
Okay.
But in a podcast with Kevin Smith, he also mentioned that if he had the opportunity to do The Killing Joke, which is a graphic novel.
Sorry, I took all your space away.
That's right. Which is a graphic novel back in the day, that he would do it in a heartbeat. So guess what?
They're going to do The Killing Joke?
In an animated feature, you bet. And it's probably going to be rated R.
Yeah.
Because in The Killing Joke, they paralyze and rape Barbara Gordon.
That sounds terrible.
But it's dark and awesome.
Okay.
So many moons ago, we also talked about Jenna Malone. She's a chick who's been in like Donnie Darko and Saved. And she was supposed to be in Batman versus Superman, which she is.
Okay.
And I had hypothesized that she was going to play Carrie Kelly Robin. From the Dark Knight Returns type of thing.
Okay.
But that may not be.
Oh.
She might play Barbara Gordon.
Oh. Who's going to be raped and murdered?
We don't know.
Ooh.
It could be pre or post.
Isn't she in a wheelchair?
It depends on what timeline you're going with, liberties and whatnot. Yeah. So that's a thing. Hey, do you remember us talking about Legends of Tomorrow?
Many moons ago?
Yes.
No?
So Legends of Tomorrow is a spinoff from The Flash and Arrow.
Okay.
So it's got characters like the Atom.
Yes, played by Superman.
Yes. And a few other people who are together forming their own little Justice League. So they're going to have a Hawkman.
Nice.
So that's happening. That's all my list says. It says it's happening.
It's happening.
Yep.
I have not watched Arrow, Flash.
You need to watch Flash.
Whatever this is.
It hasn't out yet. Okay. Legends of Tomorrow. But you need to watch Flash. It's better than not the rest.
Okay.
It's worth your time.
Okay.
I like it more than I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm. Okay. Remind me to say something when we're done with this.
Okay.
I have more geek news.
Sure. Do you know who Steve Trevor is?
Is he from Wonder Woman?
He is from Wonder Woman. Yes. So Wonder Woman is doing a standalone movie in the future.
I thought you were about to say stand-up comedy.
Yes. So she's going to go up on a stage, and she's going to be like, so, invisible jets, what's up with that?
The hard thing about invisible jets is finding it once you've parked it. What's the deal?
I was in the invisible jet the other day, and I went to go to the bathroom, and... Oh, no! I forgot it was invisible. They could see me. What's up with that?
Boo.
I know. Anyways, Chris Pine is rumored to play Steve Trevor.
Chris Pine from Star Trek?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they had also rumored him to be playing like Kyle Rayner or Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern thing.
Lantern back.
Yep. So... That may not happen, but this definitely is. Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. Good man.
Yes. I love the music. I'm just glad it happened. Wonder Woman! In the Lego video games, when you're playing as Wonder Woman and you fly, this song plays.
Nice.
It's so cool. Do you know who Rachel McAdams is?
Rachel McAdams. She's an actress.
Yes.
Isn't she like Australian or something?
I don't know, but she's been in, like, what is that? The Notebook and Mean Girls and all these other... She's the it girl.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be the female lead in Doc Strange.
Oh!
With Benedict Cumberbatch.
Wait, I'm pretty sure that's not how you say his name.
Benedict Cumberbottom.
No, still...
Benedict Cumberbun?
Anyways, we'll go on.
So, yeah, that's the rumor. We don't know who she's going to play. But she's going to be in it.
The Sorcerer Supreme?
Correct.
Okay.
So I hope he gets like the like gray hair and a mustache. He needs a mustache.
We shall see.
That'd be awesome. Let's see. And finally, Lego Dimensions. Have you heard of Lego Dimensions?
I have not. What's Lego Dimensions? Maybe I have.
Lego Dimensions is a video game that's coming out. And it draws ties from the Lego movie, where you've got Batman and the punk chick and, like, a wizard guy. But what happened is all these people's sidekicks or friends got kidnapped by some portal through time and space. And this evil dude tries to destroy all the universes. So these people have to join together with Gandalf and... Doc Brown and Scooby and the gang and...
It's fun.
And the Doctor.
Oh, good.
And they're all going to be together, Lego-wise, in this game. And it's going to be similar to Lego or Disney Infinity.
So these will be actual Legos you'll have to buy to put on the platform or play this game?
That's what it sounds like.
And what system is this going to be for?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah.
But I won't be able to use my Disney Infinity stand.
No, different thing.
That's a bummer.
They don't cross-compat.
Why don't they cross-compat?
Because they're different companies.
Stupid.
So, money?
Money. All right.
Which means you may get a TARDIS pack or a K-9 pack with it.
Ooh.
Because you get figures and stuff that they're compatible with the new thing.
What is this called now?
Lego Dimensions.
Lego Dimensions. I'm going to look that up right now. Google Lego. Lego my ego. Lego. Lego D. Oh,
nope. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Lego Dimensions.
Everything is awesome.
Oh, Lori left. Oh, yeah, look at that. In the news. That was 3 days ago. Anything else?
That's pretty much all I have for the geek news. All
right, let me tell you. I got sucked in the other day. I was on the Facebook, and I saw that for a penny or 99 cents, you could get the Marvel Unlimited for a month.
Yes.
And I did it.
Sweet.
I did it. And I've been tearing through comics.
Yes.
And
it's just for that first month, though.
Yes.
After that, it resorts to like $8 a month.
Yeah, something like that. And I have found that my taste has not gotten any better.
Sure.
As it was then. Just so you know, I'm going to let you know what I've read.
Okay.
Because I started off with the Marvel Initiative.
Okay.
Okay? Because there was a whole Civil War coming. The Initiative, the 50-state initiative, is where they try to put superhero teams in all 50 states.
Yes.
And they take superheroes who are untrained and train them at the Initiative headquarters, and then they send them out.
I read that 4 months ago.
So
okay.
So I read the Initiative. Oh, so then you probably know where I went from there.
I do.
I went to Avengers Academy.
Yep.
And I read the Avengers Academy.
Sure.
And I plowed through that.
Yep.
And then I went to, what was it? Murder Island.
Yes.
Did you read Murder Island?
Yes,
oh,
I did.
My God. I've torn through Murder Island. And now I'm at Avengers Undercover.
Okay.
Have you read this?
Yes.
I've
read all the way through, because once you get past those, you can actually read them like by story arc as opposed to just by series.
Mm.
And the story events that I've gone through after that point was the Civil War, of course.
Sure.
And then it goes all the way through the Skrulls, all the way through the Siege.
Secret Invasion.
Yes.
And then the Dark...
The Siege Aftermath.
And then the Dark... Dark Reign.
Dark Reign. Leading into Siege. Leading into Heroes, or the Heroic Age.
Which is... Because it kept going from one giant arc to another, I think that's another reason why I finally was able to get out.
Okay.
Because it was just too much to keep up with everything, and I wanted to keep up with everything, and because I couldn't, I just, like, I had to give up.
I either do one comic event at a time, or I do one series at a time.
So I'm in the middle of the Avengers Undercover, and I don't know if I'm going to finish it or not. Just because I'm not as invested as I thought I was going to be. I don't care about these characters.
So, I'm going to recommend some abstract things.
Ooh, abstract.
For you to read. And only because I've read them and they're brilliant. So one of them I'm going to recommend is Spider-Man Noir.
Okay.
There's an entire Noir thing that happens. So you have Spider-Man Noir, Luke Cage Noir, Daredevil Noir. Some of them are great. Some of them not so much. I definitely recommend Spider-Man Noir, both of them. I also recommend, what is it? It's Earth 19, no, Marvel 1602.
Okay.
Which is Marvel Comics, but what if it happened in the 1600s?
I have that right here.
It's a brilliant story arc, absolutely wonderful.
And that's my library right now. I have that. I used to have that Spider-Man in my my game,
which is very cool. I also recommend Thor: God of Thunder. Do it now. It's more new, but it's pretty ridiculous.
Spider Island crap.
Oh, Spider Island was pretty weird. But yes, Thor: God of Thunder, and I recommend Thanos Rising.
Thanos.
Because it's a really weird story, but it works in the end.
Well, the only other ones I have picked aside right now is the Ecstatics.
Yes.
Because I remember reading them and enjoying that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I may have chosen the Exiles.
Oh, I love Exiles.
So I can jump in where I left off.
You should finish Exiles.
It took an interesting turn.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Anyway.
I'm currently reading The Amazing Spider-Man 603. So it ended at 700.
Ooh.
And 600 is when May marries J. Jonah Jameson Sr.
Jeez.
Not Junior, like the one that we know, but Senior. And it's the return of Doc Octopus.
Uh-oh.
So before the Superior Spider-Man is what happens.
Okay. All right, that's enough geek news.
Yeah.
You have wedding coming up?
I do have nuptials that are happening soonish.
And you any new plans?
So for the past, since we last met our heroes, Ryan was on his way to Michigan for a wedding. I was there, old chum, to fight the evils of non-matrimonial bliss.
Golly, Batman. Or sorry, golly, Ryan. What did you do when you get there?
Well, I found that the penguin was hibernating, and then there was actually a wedding. My best friend's wedding was up there.
Oh, it sounds like you should have filmed it, made a movie out of it.
I think someone already did do a best friend's wedding.
Damn it. All the best ideas are taken.
It was a Catholic wedding.
Oh, Jesus.
So it was a lot of sit down, stand up, sit down, kneel, stand up.
And have a snack.
Yes. So would you like some wine with that? Cheese? That sort of...
wine with that cracker?
So it was cool. That's what we went up there for. And the day after, my folks decided to plan a pre-wedding shower for us.
Ooh.
So, and then they're shipping everything like today or tomorrow. Geez. It's...
Yay!
It's something's... so that's happening. We got a... we got hotels that we're booking.
Nice.
And,
And the wedding will be here.
It will be. Miss Erin hooked me up with some stuff.
Nice.
Yep, she got me in contact with people who hooked me up, and I got finalization today.
Nice, nice. Thank you, Erin. Thank you, Erin.
That's right. The ever bodacious redhead.
Yes.
I
looked where she would be sitting. There should be a plaque there.
Yes. Here sat Erin.
Here is Erin's butt print.
Yes.
It's weird.
That is weird.
Never going to say that again.
Moving on. We did cake testing.
Yum.
So it's probably been at least a minute or two since you went cake tasting.
Many minutes.
Yeah, 15 years of you guys are going
16.
On? Yeah. So cake tasting is awesome. You go in and they give you like 5 or 10 different like small pieces of cake. And you can try that with different fillings because they do like a layer and then like a filling thing and a layer, then a filling thing, and then a layer, and then your buttercream frosting.
Mm.
So I dug it. And then we tasted a whole bunch of stuff. I like amaretto, but I also like banana. Banana and chocolate was an amazing combination, but we're never going to be able to get that on a wedding cake because who wants that?
I'll eat it.
Yeah.
That's one person.
So that was kind of a thing that we were working on. And tuxedo rentals.
Ah.
It's a pretty penny.
Yes.
I bought my own pair of shoes because last time I rented a tuxedo, my feet got like blisters on my heels.
Makes sense.
So I said, no longer will I ever purchase or rent your shoes. Good sir, I will get my own.
Well played.
Yes. It was pretty cool. So they're wingtips, black, shiny, love it.
Fancy.
Yeah. We got our colors and stuff. So the last thing we got to work on is I have to tug on the arms of all of my groomsmen and be like, yo, jerk face, get your tuxedo.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yep.
Are they all here or are they all in Michigan?
They, like, everyone's pretty much here.
Okay.
Except for my best man. My best man's up north. Like, South Carolina.
I had that problem.
But the good news is, if you go to this place, mm-hmm. we're going to, they will size you and get everything all ready, and then you can pick it up near where you're getting, where the wedding is.
Yeah, we couldn't do that, because we got married in the middle of nowhere, in
and
Oklahoma.
There's no places in the middle of nowhere?
Not in Woodward, Oklahoma.
Okay.
So everyone had to go to different places.
Sure.
And then they all... ended up getting shipped to the same place where I got mine, and they forgot shoes, or they forgot this. It was quite the scramble at the last minute for people to have everything they needed when we got out of the car. I'm like, here are your pieces. I'm missing this. I'm like, so there was a tux place there. I don't remember if we had to go there, but it wasn't like our tux place, so it was
yeah,
kind of a nightmare.
nowadays they recommend that you go and pick it up like 2 or 3 days before, because they can ship things out within 24 hours.
Sure. Unfortunately, we were out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Nothing was going to be shipped anywhere.
So, we've also got our wedding bands. We got flowers, and we're pretty much there.
Nah, might as well just do it. Just forget the whole thing and just go to Vegas.
Well, if we were going to do that, that would have been about a year and a half ago that we would have done that.
We could have had that Elvis wedding.
I can still marry people. I can marry people, Dave.
You can.
I can. I am ordained through the Universal Church of Life.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Who should we marry?
I don't know.
We got to find somebody.
We can do it on the podcast.
Maybe we can marry someone at the steampunk convention.
That'd be cool.
Though the guy who's running it doesn't work with me anymore.
Sure.
So I haven't seen nor talked to him. I should send him a message. Say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Because I would still like us to somehow be involved. I mean, right now it's a bad time because Adam's not here and you're working and I can't do a show by myself, as everyone clearly listened to a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And I don't have time to tape bits, so...
We'll figure something out. We'll figure something out. And I've got more people trying to come in to sit in these seats so we can have a upper tier... I don't want to say lower tier.
Sure.
But the backup tier.
Yeah.
So...
It's kind of like the West Coast Avengers. Versus,
yes. But the Midwest Avengers.
Yes.
Flat Man.
Yes.
So we'll have the A-team... And then the backup to the A-team, which are also A's.
Yes.
But we don't use them if the actual A-team is here.
True.
So I also need a C-team.
Okay.
Or a B-team, for that matter. Because everyone that's a part of the B-team can't work come on Mondays either. Hi, Mill Mill. All right. Well, awoapodcast@gmail.com. That's our email address.
It is.
That's where we get all of our emails.
Do we have any emails, Dave?
No, really? Want me to check?
Why not?
Okay. Hey, by the way, Ronda Rousey, she won her fight.
She did?
She did in like 30 seconds or something like that.
I've read that she's a fan of Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z.
34 seconds. 34 seconds she won a race. And she dedicated it to Roddy Piper, by the way.
Nice.
What was I looking up?
You were looking up your emails.
There's nothing there. I'm not going to look up the email.
David's going to read emails.
Nope, I'm not even going to read it because I know there's nothing there. Hey, Millie, you have anything to say before we go? Say something in Mommy's microphone. Or that one. Either one. They're both on. Say something. Don't get shy now.
Hurry up.
Say it into the microphone.
Hi.
No, you got to say it into the microphone.
Hi.
All right, sing us a song. Sing Blackbird.
Blackbird sings at night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you're only for a moment to ride. Blackbird. Diane don't know how to do all the songs.
That's okay.
You were doing a very good job, I think.
Go ahead and start over, Millie. I loved it. Keep going.
Pepper seed that night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you're always waiting for mom to arrive. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. Into another dark black night.
Yeah!
We forgot the other one, the one with the birds.
But for see that night.
Not like Dad Die.
I will see that night. Take this away.
I don't want that.
Alright, sing Bungalow Bill.
Hey, Michael Duffel, what did you do?
At I am Ryan O is the Twitter account to get information about Ryan O.
That's me. And that's I normally him. Post pictures about my stuff or my shoes. It's cool.
AWA Podcast, like I said, you can go to our Facebook page. You can go to our Twitter account, which is and tell us to post something. You can go to our WordPress page, awoapodcast.wordpress.com.
And if you like things, don't forget to hashtag AWOA Podcast. We'll find you.
Yes, like us, love us, share us, and listen live. Listen on
or not live.
Or not live. But listen, it's all we ask, because we are as grassroots as you can get. We are just here. We have no sponsors. The man isn't telling us what to do.
That's right.
If they was, we'd probably do a better job. So, with that said, I've got nothing coming up except for work. Rhino's getting married, and he's got, like I said, I Am Ryan O.
Yep, I got YouTube stuff.
Crafty Sarah's got the Big Bang Bazaar. I'll look it up. Adam is still directing Carousel. So go see that. Nick is still having a kid and is still married. And Aaron is on assignment. With that said, on behalf of me and everyone else who I just talked about, let's all do this again sometime, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
See you.